From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Chris Hickey. As Arkansas contends with overcrowded prisons, high rates of recidivism among parolees, and the potential resumption of executions, a conference this weekend at the UALR Bowen School of Law is focusing on findings of a report on racial disparities in the Arkansas criminal justice system. I recently spoke with the director of the conference and lead author of the report.
My name is Ajua Ayatoro, and I am a professor of law and director of the Racial Disparities in the Arkansas Criminal Justice System Research Project. The project initially started with the broad view that we would look at a number of crimes and see what role race played, if any, in sentencing and convictions. Because of the big disparities in Arkansas, Arkansas is not the worst state in the country, but neither is it the best. But we realized quickly that we were very ambitious, and so we had to determine how to narrow it. And so we narrowed it to one crime, and we chose the most severe punishment, crime that carries the most severe punishment, that of homicide. And we also narrowed that to only focusing on homicides where people were convicted and received life, life without parole, or death.
Ayatoro and the project team analyzed records of 538 convicted murderers at 8 prisons across Arkansas. They also reviewed records of prosecutor discretion in 4 counties between 2010 and 2013.
What we found very interesting in all of the study, not just on death row, was that race, even holding other things constant, education similar, everything, race caused blacks to get higher and more severe sentences, even when other things were held constant. The second thing we found, though, which was somewhat surprising for us, is that whites that had mental health issues or substance abuse issues were more likely to receive the death penalty than similarly situated blacks. So even though blacks are represented in a racially disparate way on death row as well as throughout the system, even when things are held constant, which means that race is a factor. It's not just, you know, blacks commit more crime or that kind of thing. But in that one area where there's a mental health issue, whites, all the whites on death row have mental health issues. And that's not the case for blacks on death row. So it seems that whites get a disadvantage only as compared to blacks, only when they are mentally ill or have drug abuse issues.
What can policymakers do with these findings, or how would you like to see these findings affect policy here in the state?
We have a steering committee. We have a 65-member steering committee, and that steering committee is made up of people from various walks of life, academicians, lawyers, both the prosecutors and defendants, people who represent victim groups, all across the board, from all throughout Arkansas. That group has been working very much on policy. We've attempted unsuccessfully at this point to get a racial impact statement legislation passed. The purpose of the conference this weekend is to really have people who come participate in what strategies can we look at to address what we found, what the problems are in the system that lead to these racial disparities, where we're really going to focus on, from this session, what would you recommend? What are things that you think we should do? And we'll take that back to our steering committee. It's a focus that we as a state have to take seriously from all levels of government and also community activists, community grassroots, not just activists, but people in the ordinary life in their community.
Ajua Ayatoro, thank you for joining me.
Thank you very much.
The 2-day conference on racial disparities in the Arkansas criminal justice system began today and continues through tomorrow evening at the UALR Bowen School of Law. I'm Chris Hickey, KUAR News.